We're continuing in Likutei Halacha, Sora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Masumatan, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, U'kemoikein be'munas habitochen b'Hashem Yisborach, and so too regarding trusting in Hashem, Iker ha'pegam shel ho'akum v'koyfrem hu she'ein mitzamtzimim einei daitom l'Hashem Yisborach. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain clearly exactly what is the mistake of the goyim, or people who do not believe in Hashem properly, people who don't trust in Hashem properly. Rav Nosson says their mistake is the same thing we just described. It's the fact that they're not focusing only on Hashem and directly at Hashem. Ki be'emes rubam kekulam ma'aminim b'metzias Hashem Yisborach. Because the truth is, the vast majority of goyim and non-believers do believe in a concept of a Hashem. Aval ikar hakfirus shelahem hu b'hashkocha haprotius. Where they have a problem is in believing in the concept of hashkocha proti, that Hashem himself is directing every single detail, every single minute detail of what's taking place within the world. Ki oimrim shashem izborach godol venelo marumam venizkov kol kach at sheyef shelatzar b'das shashem izborach yashkiach b'zayilom b'hashkocha protius. Because they say that the Creator is so exalted and so great that it would be disrespectful and ridiculous for us to think that this super creator, this super being, bothers himself to get involved in every single minute detail of what's taking place in the world. And based on this mistake, they end up rejecting the entire Torah, which is based on this concept, which is based on the concept of Hashkocha Proti. Avul be'emes afra l'pumayu. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, the real is dirt into their mouths. V'yamale p'yem chatzatz, and let them eat gravel. In other words, let their mouths be stuffed up. Ki nivar libo midas amiti, because they are off the mark. They are not zeichet to see things properly. Ki heim matim es atzmam kilu heim magdilim u'magbim kvodei sporach. Because they are mistaken. They think they're the ones who are giving Hashem real respect by taking an attitude that Hashem is above all of this nonsense, all of the detail of what goes on in the world. Shoimrim shelaroiv reimemusa yisporach ein roi chas v'shalom sheyashgiach adam hashem alazeh. They say that based on how exalted Hashem is and how great Hashem is, it wouldn't be proper for Hashem to bother himself with all the nitty-gritty details of running the operation of the world. V'tipach rucham v'nishmosam. Rav Nosson says, let them rot. In other words, he's using very severe language because obviously these people cause tremendous destruction in the world. Because they're trying to understand Hashem. They're saying that based on rational thought, it wouldn't make any sense for Hashem to behave this way. But they're nuts. Ki adaraba, just the opposite is true. Zehu ikur gdulosei v'rememusoi. This itself is the essence of the greatness of Hashem. Ki b'mokim gdulosei shamata moitzan v'smusoi. Because Hashem is so great that as great as that His greatness is His humbleness and His willingness to yes get involved in every detail of what goes on in the world. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says. Ki koi omar rom venisa sheichinad v'kodosh shemoi morim v'kodosh. These are the words of the Exalted One, the Eternal One, the Holy One, who is exalted and holy. What does Hashem say? Eshkoin es daka. I reside with the lowly ones, with the humble people. Ves daka shval ruach, and Hashem is close to the people who are humble, who have a broken spirit. As the Gemara says, because if Hashem's greatness were limited to human rationale, human understanding, then Hashem would be finite. Hashem would be limited. Kidas ha'odom boser v'dom yesh lo keitzu gvul, because the human intellect and the human ability to rationalize is limited. It's finite. Avol be'emes, whereas the truth is daitoi maroima midaitenu, Hashem's wisdom and Hashem's understanding is way above us, way out of our league. As the pasuk says, "Ki gavu shamayim me'oretz, ken gavu drochay midarcheichem u'machshavoyse me'machshavoyseichem." As far removed as heaven is from earth, that's how far removed Hashem's understanding is from our understanding. V'alkein be'emes adarab zehu gdulosev remusa yisporach, and therefore these people are wrong, but rather this is the essence of the greatness of Hashem. That Hashem is way, way above human understanding. To the point where Hashem is so, so great that He has the ability to focus on every minor detail, to see every slightest detail. Lahavdil, if we would want to compare it to a concept, a physical concept, you have a satellite that costs $3 million, and that satellite can take pretty decent pictures. It can give you a general picture of what's going on in a place. Then you get a satellite that costs $30 billion, and that satellite can be further up, way further away from Earth than the original satellite. And yet it can tell you how many dots there are on a toothpick. You know, it can tell you exactly, you know, the most minute detail. Lahavdil, kaviyochel, when we're talking about Hashem, as great as Hashem is, and as far removed as Hashem is, and as big as Hashem is, that's His ability to focus on any level of detail imaginable, you know. As the pasuk says, the eyes of Hashem see everywhere, in every single place, every single nook and cranny. And even though we can't necessarily rationalize this and understand this completely, so what? We do away with our rationale. And we believe this with pure faith. Because this is the true hatzlacha of das. The true hatzlacha, the true shleimus hadas is when a person knows what he can understand and he knows what he can't understand. And when he can't understand something, he doesn't necessarily reject it, but rather sometimes he accepts it with faith. And in that which I can't understand, I'm willing to trust, I'm willing to believe. As our forefathers gave us this tradition, asher shibru es gufam legamri, they were zeicher to purify themselves, to destroy their physical desires, v'zechu lahasig emuna shlema, and they were zeicher to achieve perfection of faith in Hashem, v'aleim levad onu tzrichim lismoich v'leilch b'darcheim, and we have only to rely on them. Nimtzo she Yisrael sheyesh lehem emuna bitochen shalom Hashem Yisborach zeh b'chinas koyach haroi shebchinas or yoshev or choseb. So therefore, the Jews who have the proper solid emuna in Hashem, by them this koyach haroi is b'shlemus. They are very focused when it comes to looking at Hashem. Dahainu she'oyer einei daitom hoylech b'yoshev Hashem Yisborach. Our eyes, the beam of light that comes out of our eyes, is directed purely at Hashem. Shemaminim b'mitziuso yisporach, b'gduloso b'remimuso yisporach, adein soif adein tachlis. We believe in Hashem to the limit, to the highest degree possible. Avol al yidei agdolas hadas hazeh, hoyoyochel hadas l'spazer chasu shel matshetz me'agvul. Now, when a person tries to show such a level of understanding of Hashem, it's possible for it to go out of bounds. Vaydezeh is batel hadas lagamri, and for the person to blow a fuse in a sense, when he's trying to have such a high level of realization of the greatness of Hashem. Dahainu, im hoyu chas v'shalom roitzim lohovin ulahasik darkei gedolosei lefi daito, meaning, if a Jew would want to understand everything about Hashem, we could easily fall into mistakes, false understandings, and mess up our faith in Hashem, etc. Aval Yisrael am kodesh he mitzamtzemim daitom u'mechavnim daitom bekivon godel Hashem yisborach levad. Whereas the Jews do not make that mistake. They don't try to understand more than what they're supposed to, but rather they focus on Hashem the right way. We believe and we realize that Hashem is way above any spiritual concept that we could possibly come up with. And for sure, Hashem is above any physical concept that we can understand in this physical world. And despite how great Hashem is, He Himself still supervises every single minute detail of what's taking place in this world. And He sustains every single minute cockroach, every single small ant, the tiniest things in the world, He's the one who's supporting them. Because of the fact that we are able to focus our realization of Hashem and our faith in Hashem in the manner that we were taught by our forefathers, that's what allows us to be so focused in looking to Hashem and in having Hashem look upon us in the most solid way possible. Whereby this focus looked comes about when the item is very concentrated and it's confined, it's constricted, it's not fragmented or dispersed. Kigam onu mechavnen datenu b'tzimtzum godol b'derech emuna ad shenu magin el v'yisporach. Because we also, we concentrate and we focus our attention to only to Hashem. U'mamshichen hashgachos yisporach aleinu b'shleimus. And thereby, we draw Hashem's look upon us, Hashem's supervision upon us to perfection. And here's the sentence, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kemoi, where Rav Nosson Zal summarizes what he just said till now, Ki kemoi she'onu ma'minim b'hashgachos b'protis b'shleimus, kemoi kei nimshach be'emes hashgachos b'shleimus aleinu. To the degree that we believe in Hashgacha Prati, to that degree, Hashem is able to shine His Hashgacha Prati upon, deal with us with perfect Hashgacha Prati. Dahainu, bebechinas re'iyah habo bekivun obiyoshe, bechinas hakor, ad shonu nitztarim beina, bebechinas rotzi v'shoiv, whereby kav yochel Hashem looks at us with a perfect look. It's focused. Kav yochel Hashem looks at us. Our image is photographed within the eye of Hashem Kaviyocha, and Hashem is able to give us everything we need, you know, to perfection. And this keeps going on in infinite cycles. Each time we rise to a higher level of realization of Hashgacha Prati from Hashem, Kaviyocha Hashem shows us a higher level of Hashgacha Prati. You know, this is not just on one level. This can go on ad infinitum. A person can keep rising throughout his whole life, developing himself and achieving higher and higher standards of faith and realization in the Hashgacha Prati of Hashem. And the more the person rises and improves his emuna in Hashgacha Prati, the more Kaviyochel Hashem shows him higher and higher levels of Hashgacha Prati. Chalil means cyclic. This goes on in endless cycles. And this is what causes the Shefa to be renewed constantly with new light and brighter light. And it results in Klal Yisrael receiving all the good that Hashem has to offer. Paragraph Dalet. Avul hoakum hakoifrim shekoifrim bahashgachosoi machmas ksilus daitom. Whereas the goyim who deny, they deny hashgacha proti because of their foolishness. Shoimrim shehu yisporach meroimom milashgiach beatzmai loilam. They say that Hashem is too exalted to bother looking into, watching every fine detail of what goes on in the world. And this is the source of all the denial and idol worship of the previous generations, based on this belief. With their foolishness, they say that Hashem gave over the leadership of the world to the signs of the zodiac, to the sun, the moon, and them. To the point where this eventually led to their worshipping idols made of stone and wood. Because they ended up saying that it's impossible to draw shefa, to draw sustenance from Hashem, unless you worship these physical images. Shehu klal kol avodah zarah shelem kemuvan b'sforim, and this is the foundation. This was the whole basis of their belief in idols. Shezehu yosibas tusam shelador sakoidun shavdu avodah zarah, ukemoikein kol hatos shelakoyfrim shavdor salolu. And Rav Nosson Zal says this same concept applies to the non-believers of today's generations. Hakoil walidei tusim koila. It's all based on these kinds of mistakes. Because they're not able to focus their sechel and admit that we cannot understand the greatness of Hashem. We cannot understand Hashem's behavior. And because of that, since they're not able to focus, to constrict, to limit their seichel, because of that, they're not able to realize the truth. This could be compared to somebody who wants to see something that's far in the distance. But he doesn't squint, he doesn't focus his eyes on that item. He just looks out in the distance without concentrating and focusing his vision on that particular item. Rak mistakel min atzad, but rather he looks to the side of it. What happens is his vision becomes dispersed and he is not able to bring the object back into focus in his eye. This is the exact concept of their mistake, their terrible mistake. They want to look at, they want to observe the hashgoch of Hashem. However, they don't focus, they don't concentrate on looking only at Hashem. But rather they end up looking to the sides, looking around Hashem with their chakirus, with their, intelligentsia, ad sheyoytzim min hagvul, to the point where they end up going out of bounds. And they do not bring the hashgoch of Hashem upon them, because they can't reach Hashem. Machmashein lohem emunah, because they're missing the most important ingredient, emuna, faith. Because it is impossible to understand Hashem based on das, or based on rationale, period. The only way that a person could come to an understanding in Hashem is if a person has that prerequisite of emuna, faith. As is explained in many places in our teachings.
Now, paragraph A. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein gam Hashem Yizborach ein mamshich aleihem hashgacha shleima. Because they do not focus on Hashem, kaviyachol Hashem does not focus on them. Ve'ein mashgiach aleihem kim bebechinas chatzi horois. Kaviyachol Hashem only looks at them in a sense with a 50% vision. Kimavur b'hatoy rashri yomanal, as is explained in chapter 13 on Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal describes this whole process of the eye sending out a beam to the object that you want to look at, and then that beam returning. And those are the two steps involved. And sometimes when an object isn't seen correctly, it's because there's only chetzi horois, the two-way traffic doesn't flow. Dahainu shekaviyochol mispazeres shefa hashgocho koidim shemagi aleim. Look how Rav Nosson Zal explains this regarding Shefa. Rav Nosson Zal says what happens is, even though Hashem is sending Shefa to these non-believers, but He's not sending it in a focused way. So it ends up becoming dispersed along the way. It's not directly pinpointed from Hashem direct to them, but rather it gets misdirected to the sides. And what happens then? Ki habeit elom oloi tuchal, because Hashem, ki ein magia l'mashgoch v'shefa b'b'chinas hakor, v'hashgoch v'Hashem, and the Shefa does not strike them in a direct focused way. Ki habeit elom oloi tuchal, because Hashem cannot look at evil, at people who are off. Ki kamoi sheheim eino mechavnem daitom eilo v'laham b'shgoch osi zborach, because just as they are unwilling to focus their sechel on Hashem and to realize and to believe that everything is only from Hashem, kemoikein hu yizborach moideit lohem mido k'neged mido. Hashem treats them in the exact same way. V'yaf al pi shebem islamito igam kol parnososum shel akum hakol mimeni yizborach b'ashgachos elevad. So that even though in reality the parnosa and shefa of goyim and non-believers is also coming only through the direct hashgach of Hashem, avul hu yisporach moiser hashefa shalem lachitzoinim. However, kaviyochol Hashem allows the shefa along the way to make other stops, to get interfered with by the chitzoinim, by other forces, forces of tumah. V'nizoinim derech hashedim v'haklipois shenesavu mishviras hakelim. And these non-believers end up getting their shefa, which originates from Hashem, but they get it via Shadim and other forces of Tumah, Klipois, which came about as a result of the Shvira Sakelim in the beginning of creation. Shenasu miribu yor, which the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, that Shvira Sakelim and those Klipois came about as a result of too much light. There was too much light being put into constrictions, and the vessels blew. Shekol ze machmas she'ein metzamtzimim daiton. This is all because of the fact that these non-believers are not willing to focus and concentrate their attention on Hashem directly. V'daitom hu bebechinas ribu yor shegorim shiras kelim. Therefore, their intelligence, their rationale, is a concept of ribui shemen. It's a concept of ribu yor. They're trying to understand, they're trying to over-rationalize. They say logically that if Hashem is so great, it's impossible to conceive that Hashem is involved in all the fine detail in this world. That attitude is a variation of this concept in Kabbalah of ribui yor gorem shviras kelim. It's another flavor of that same concept of what the Sforim tell us took place in the beginning of creation. That's exactly what these people are repeating now by trying to over-rationalize, by trying to put Hashem into too much rationale and das. Shemach masrib horibu yhadas sheroitzim lahasig remus gedula gedlosi isborach nechleku venoflu legamri. As a result of trying too much to understand Hashem and rationalize Hashem, they end up slipping and falling ad shekoyfer mashgachos yizborach, to the point where they end up rejecting faith in the hashgacha proti of Hashem. Humachmazeh gam Hashem yizborach mashgiach aleihem bebechinas ribuyor b'ligvul. So because they're behaving in a ribuyor manner, Hashem treats them similarly in a manner of ribuyor. Haynu bebechinas shviras kelim. Hashem sends them their shefa via these beings that came about as a result of Shviras Kelim, which was Ribuy Or, the Klipos, those things. Hashem does not direct the Shefa to these people in a focused laser beam type of manner, striking them directly, kim bosar kasve, but rather kavyochel, like over his shoulder, like behind him, kavyochel. It's like a concept of lahavdil, lahavdil, a pitcher pitching a ball, throwing a ball at a target, or a person throwing a basketball directly at a rim, or a person standing with his back to the rim and over his head or over his shoulder taking a hook shot and throwing it. Most people, you know, the amount of effectiveness and power goes down like 60%, that kind of thing, from a direct shot versus this indirect kind of thing. That's how Hashem is dealing with these people who don't believe in the concept of Hashkocha Proti. V'al kein osur, k'ma shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, Ashray deze kol hashposom yoredes lechitzoinim uklipois shenishavu mi riboyer mishuras kelim. Therefore, the shefa of these people ends up going from Hashem via the klipois, via the chitzoinim, to these people. Umishom hemekablim parnasosim, and they end up getting their shefa via these intermediaries, in a sense. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says a Jew is advised not to join with a non-Jew in business. Based on the pasuk of not mentioning the names of idols. Because the shefa of non-Jews is impure. Because as a result of them not believing in Hashgacha Proti the way a person is supposed to, their Shefa ends up being misdirected. And it does go via the Klipos, via Chitzonim to them. Shezehu Bechinas Shem Elokim Acherim. This concept of the Shefa of these Goyim going via these Klipos and forces of Tumah is a concept of Shem Elokim Acherim. Ki kol ha-kfirois sheboilom heim b'chinas avodah zarah b'chinas Elokim Acherim. Because every variation and every flavor of not believing purely in Hashem is a form of avodah zarah. V'al kein ha-mishtatef imohem oiver mishum v'shem Elokim Acherim lo yisazkiru. And therefore a person who joins with the goyim is in violation of this pasuk. Because they deny the complete Hashgach of Hashem. They believe that their physical prowess is what earns them what they earn. That's a form of Avodah Zorah. B'chinas Shem Elokim Acherim. Because we as Jews are required to distance ourselves from their ways, to be as far away from them as we can. We must believe that all of our parnosa is only through the Hashgach of Hashem. V'chol ha-masumatn sho'isim hu rak k'dei lahamshir p'chinas o'rayosh o'rachozer k'dei lasis ha-keile l'kabal ha-shefa. And the only reason why we conduct business is to generate this concept of an o'rayosh o'rachozer, which helps in drawing the hashgach of Hashem upon us. V'al kein etzleinu ein ha-masumatn ho'ikar. And therefore, by a Jew, his physical business activities are not the main thing. He doesn't consider that the most important thing in deciding what his parnosa will be, but rather rak hoikar hu hu emunah v'bitochon. But rather, his most important weapon is his faith, his trust in Hashem. Shehu b'chinas histaklus el Hashem lahamin bashkachos yisborach, which refers to his looking to Hashem, believing Hashem. Shekol zeh b'chinas shem Hashem kanal. That's a concept of plugging into the name of Hashem. This concept of a Jew realizing that despite the fact that Hashem is so exalted, he still is mashgiach beprote proteus on every single detail and facet of what's going on in our lives, ze hatzimtzum hu bechinas shem Hashem. That tzimtzum That ability to be focused and concentrated that way and constricted in that way is a concept of the name of Hashem. Because the name of something is also a constriction. It's defining that item. It's limiting that item. Ki shem hu bechinas malchus, bechinas tzimtzum ki yadua. Because we know the concept of a name, according to Kabbalah, corresponds to malchus. We say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso. There are many, many sentences which associate Shem and Malchus. And Malchus is a concept of a tzimtzum, a keli. Avol ho'akom ha'koifrim mashgechosi ha'protius u'bom al-yidei zel avidezoro kfirus ze b'chinas Shem l'kim acherim. Whereas the non-Jews who deny the Ashgach ha'proti and that leads to avidezoro, they are a concept of elokim acherim. Therefore, a person who joins with them is in violation of this v'shem elokim acherim lo yisazkiru. Now, Rav Nosson Zalman in the next paragraph is going to touch, he's going to get into a discussion about Sfiras Omer and Shavuos, and he's going to bounce very quickly from item to item very briefly, and then in the following paragraph he says, let's go back to what we just said and elaborate and explain clearly. Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Vov, v'zeh b'chinas Omer Soirim. This is the concept of the Korban Omer that was brought during the time of the Beis Mikdash, which was from barley. B'chinas Sfira Soimer. And we have the mitzvah of counting 49 days, which begin from the time that the Jews brought this Minchas Omer. The purpose of that is to show that we're drawing Shefa from Hashem in a limited, constricted way, within boundaries, within space and time, delimited space and time. This is the concept of us receiving the Torah on Shavuos after Sfira Soimer. Ki atoiro hu bechinas koyach harois. Because the Torah is the concept of sight, vision. Bechinas tanto, the concept of the four ingredients that go into the Torah. The letters, the crowns on the letters, the vowels underneath the letters, and the musical notes. Ta'amim, nekudais, tagen oisius, they're called. Which correspond to the four parts of the eye. In the Zohar HaKadosh, the eye is defined as four parts. It's called Tlas Gavnin Deino Ubasayin, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. Bechinas Bereishis, Kemashikos B'mokom Acher, which is a concept of Bereishis, which is also a concept of vision, seeing. Tamon Roshe, Tamon Bas. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Reish Aleph Shin Yud, which is Roshe, and the word Bas. Bas represents the Bas Ayin, the pupil. Roshe refers to the heads. The heads of Klal Yisrael were three, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They are called the Roshe Bnei Yisrael. And they correspond to the three colored rings of the eye. So that the word Bereishis is actually referring to the vision, the ability to see. V'alkein Neurim Kol Halayla B'Shavuos. And this is why the custom is to stay up at night, the entire night of Shavuos. To show that this is what we're working on. We're working on perfecting the vision, the sight. And it's brought in Sforim that a Jew who's that part of the tikkun of staying up the whole night of Shavuos is that it relieves a person from the penalty of Kores. In the tefillah that you say in the tikkun Leil Shavuos, we say that in the schus of staying up at night, we should be zechet, you know, to be redeemed from any Kores penalty. Shehu bechinas yehi achrisam lahachris, shenichras etzlom oir achoizer meor hayosher, machmashein mechavnim oir einayim b'yosher bekivun. Kores, the penalty of Kores, is associated with this concept of a break. Kores means a break, a slice, a division between the oir yosher and the oir achoizer. We said that in order for the hashgacha to be b'shleimus, there has to be a beam of light that goes out and bounces back. And Kores means that it gets chopped off in the middle, in a sense. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Shmor Tom Ure'ei Yoshor, Ki Achris Le'ish Sholem. We see the term Yoshor, this Oyer Yoshor, is associated with Re'ei, seeing. ובשביל זה בליל שבועס כשנוערים אומרים הורשס ואחרס מכל סדר מכל ספר. And this is why the custom is on Shavuos night that we say the beginning and end of every single parsha in the Chumash, of every single one of the Nevi'im, of every single Masechta, Ki Toiv Achris Dovor Mereshisoi, because the end is better than the beginning. The one who makes it to the finish line is the one that really counts. Ki Kol Hascholos Koshois, because we are told that in Yiddishkeit, anything a person wants to do, it's very hard to get started. The startup is very difficult. V'hagmar kosha b'yoser. And as difficult it is to start, it's even more difficult to finish, to complete an item in serving Hashem. Because there's obstacles that come up along the way. V'al kein ein ha-mitzvah nikra asel al-shem al-misha goymra. And this is why the Torah tells us that the one who really gets credit for a mitzvah is the one who finishes the mitzvah. V'hamaschel b'mitzvah imrim le'gmoyer. Whereas a person who starts a mitzvah, if we see a person starting a mitzvah, we encourage him, we tell him, finish. Why do we have to tell him finish? If we see he started, can't we assume he's going to finish? No. Ki tzrichim lo'emar le'gmoyer. We must give him that encouragement. Ki tzrichim l'chazik o'yisoy al'agmar b'yoser. Because for the person to finish, the person has to be given special encouragement. Ki hagmar koshe b'yoser, because to complete anything in Avodas Hashem is very difficult. I remember Rav Rosenfeld teaching us that in the Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about vidui, each one of the things, or shamnu, you're supposed to have certain things in mind. Niatznu, when you say niatznu, that refers to all the different mitzvahs that I started in my life and I didn't finish. Where I said I'm going to do something, or I made a commitment to myself. You know, I'm going to start learning, I'm going to start any kind of obligation of ruchnius that a person started and didn't finish. For example, a person knows somebody that's ill. Suddenly, a very close friend got ill. Oh, he's in the hospital. Great, I have to go visit him. The first few days, 100 people show up. Person stays in the hospital a couple of weeks, a couple of months, people don't come. Well, why not? That's not, the mitzvah isn't finished by coming once, coming to the... It's a mitzvah that a person has to follow through from beginning to end. Ki hagmar koshe b'yoser, because completing a dover shebrikdusha is the most difficult aspect of it. V'zeh b'chlol Yisrael, this applies to Klal Yisrael as a people, in terms of Klal Yisrael getting to the finish line. V'chein b'chol odom b'chlol Yis avodosoi, u'b'prot Yis b'chol mitzvah b'chol avodah. And it also applies to each individual Jew getting to his finish line, and to each individual Jew completing every individual task in his life that he needs to complete, b'kedusha. V'zeh b'chinas machloikas Korach al Moshe. This is tied into the machloikas that Korach had against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehilbishon talisoi shekulon tcheles, whereby he had his people put on talesim that were, the entire talis was made of tcheles. And he asked, does this require tzitzis? Which was a concept of ribuy oyer. He thought, well, again, if you have a talis made of wool and you put one string of tcheles and it covers it, then a talis that's completely tcheles for sure should not need tzitzis. But he was wrong. He was dead wrong in assuming that all of this can be rationalized. And this is also why we eat dairy foods on Shavuos in the morning. Bebechinas einov keyoinim alafike moyim. The pasuk says, "Ein of his eyes are washed in milk," and then it says, "Yoshves al miles," and the Gemara says, "Al miloy shaloylam." Dahinu b'chinas hashgocho shleima. This again refers to the concept of the shleimus of the hashgocho of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas reishis bikuriyat moscho tovi beis Hashem lekecho loisva shel gdi b'chalev imoy. This is also the concept of the mitzvah that where the Torah discusses the mitzvah of Shavuos. The mitzvah of Shavuos is bringing bikurim, bringing an assortment of your first crops. And in the same pasuk, it mentions the law of not mixing meat and milk. Lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy. V'zeh shemuvo she'ikar ma she'docha Hashem Yisborach es ha'malochim shel yikatru gol nesin es ha'Torah l'Yisrael she'omru she'itein lohem ha'Torah עיקר דחייה שלהם הוי עדי מצווה בוסר בחולוב. שאומר להם השם יזבורך ולא יאכלתם בוסר בחולוב אצל אברהם אביהם. The Medrash brings, or the Gemara, that one of the main ways that Hashem succeeded in overriding the Malachim, when the Malachim challenged Hashem's decision of giving the Torah to the Jews, what are you giving it to them for? Asher tnoi chal ha-shamayim. Why don't you give your beauty to, in heaven, to Malachim? The Jews, the human beings are going to lie and they're going to steal. They're all full of falsehood. They can't observe your Torah like we can. Give your Torah to us, the angels will give it due credit. So it's brought that Hashem's response to them was, ha ha, look at you. You came down to the earth for a very short trip. When I sent you down to go visit Avraham Avinu, you were on earth for a couple of minutes and already you were involved in eating meat and milk. Because if you look in the Chumash in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, this week's Parsha, it discusses there the fact that Avraham Avinu gave Vayikach Chema V'cholov and Boko, you know, Boko, Rach, if you look at the Pesuk in the beginning there, it mentions that he gave them butter and milk and meat. Why did he do that? And because he gave it to them, they were obligated to eat it. They were his guests. They had to listen to him in a sense. And Avraham Avinu had prepared this already for when the time would come when Moshe Rabbeinu, hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, would want to receive the Torah, and the Malachim would try to block it, that he would be able to say, ha ha, you ate meat and milk. And that's the reason why on Shavuos, we eat meat and milk. We eat them separately. It's to remind ourselves that this is the thing that saved us from the Malachim being able to take away the Torah from us. Naturally, we wait. We eat, in other words, when we eat dairy, we wait 30 minutes in between, or we wash out our mouths very, very well. We don't eat them literally together. And we don't use the same loaf, the same challah for both. We use two separate loaves. Ki isur bosar b'cholov hu chiddush gadol. Because the isur of not mixing meat and milk is one of the outstanding chidushim in Yiddishkeit. Ki osur levashel b'bosar b'cholov afilu gdi b'chalev imo ishig yoynik mimeno v'nizan mimeno v'chol chiyusim mimeno. Because even in a case where you have a goat and it's young which nurses from it, whose whole life is dependent on the mother, and yet you can't eat both of that. You can't cook the goat in its mother's milk. Even though, what do you mean? These are so closely connected. They're mamish one. What keeps this baby goat alive is its mother's milk, and yet when it comes to eating them, you must keep them completely apart. The goat itself is a kosher item. You're permitted to eat it. The hacholov biatzmo muteris. And the milk itself is also 100% permitted. Afal pikein, osur lechabrom yachad. And yet, according to the laws of Yiddishkeit, we are not allowed to put them together. What does that teach us? And why the emphasis of that on Shavuos, when we receive the Torah from Hashem, the Torah which is the symbol of the vision, the eyes, kaviyachol, this bereshis. Why? This teaches us that it is impossible to rationalize Hashem, to try to bring Hashem, to limit Hashem by logic. And it's upon this fact of Jews being able to realize that you're not allowed to try to rationalize Hashem completely, that's what Kabbalah Satoira was dependent on. This ability to realize that we can't understand everything about Hashem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Kol hadvorim ho'ela me'ois vov, everything that we just mentioned in this previous paragraph, lo nichtav mehem kim roshei prokim, was written only as short notes. Ve'im yeh Hashem imodi yizbaru k'tzas. If Hashem will be with me, I'll elaborate and I'll explain. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, ve'nachzer levar k'tzas. Obviously, he couldn't write any further at that time. He was cut short. He wasn't able to continue. And now, the next time he had a chance to pick up, Hashem did give him the chance to elaborate and explain what he just discussed now. V'nachzor levar tzas. Let's go back and explain. And this paragraph is something awesome. Ki ikar kabbalas hatoiro tluyo be'emunas hashgocha protis. The main concept of a Jew receiving and accepting the Torah of Hashem is dependent on belief in Hashgacha Proti. She'oz shayach mitzvah v'aveiro schar v'oinish. If you believe in Hashgacha Proti, then you can believe in the concept of mitzvah, aveiro, reward, punishment, because you can say that every single aspect of what happens to you in life is a facet of schar voinish and mitzvah ver, etc. Ki ein dovor ne'elam imenu, because there is nothing that Hashem doesn't see or know, vein nistor mineged einov. V'hu yizborach boicher batoiru v'mitzvah yismaisiyas anasim b'zoyolam agashmim v'dvorim gashmim. And Hashem has chosen the Torah and the physical mitzvahs of this physical world. This is what He wants the most. This is what He considers most important in all of creation. Whereas those people who deny the concept of Hashgacha Proti, who koifer b'kol ha-Torah kula, they deny all of Yiddishkeit. V'zeh ha-dovor yodua u'muvan l'koil. This is clear and obvious to anyone who wants to have his head screwed on right. V'yalkein kol ha-Torah hu b'chinas einayin. And this is why the whole Torah is included in the concept of the eyes. Bechinas Bereshis, as is shown in the opening word of the Torah, Bereshis, Shehu Ascholas HaTorah, which is the beginning of the Torah, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Tamon Roshe, Tamon Bas, that the word Bereshis is made up of two words, Roshe and Bas, Shehem Klas Gavnen Deino Basayin, which refers to the three Roshes, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye, and the Bas, the pupil of the eye. Ki ikar klolius haTorah b'chinas einayim b'chinas riya v'hashgacha, because the main foundation of the Torah, the main concept behind the whole Torah, is this concept of the eyes, the hashgacha proti of Hashem, the vision of Hashem's looking at us. Dahainu shanu ma'aminim b'hashgachos b'protius. We believe that Hashem watches every specific detail. Shehu yizborach tzoife u'mabit v'roya u'mashgiach tomid al kol dover v'dover. That Hashem looks at and stares at and sees and controls and observes constantly every single item in the world, bifrat, every single detail item. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, mimchoin shiftoi hishgiach el kol yosh ve'oretz. Kaviyocho, from Hashem's resting place, He looks down, Hashgacha. We're continuing in middle of paragraph Zion in Hilchas Masumatan Halacha Dalet Likutei Halachos Or HaChaim Chelek Beis. Vayidei zeh she'anu ma'aminim b'hashgachos Yizborach. Through our believing in the Hashgacha of Hashem, anu mechavnim einei dateinu eilav tomid. We focus and concentrate our look, and we direct it only to Hashem. Constantly, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, einai tomid el Hashem. My eyes are always turned to Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, eilecho nososi es einai hayoshvi b'shamayim. To you, Hashem, I lift up my eyes. You, Hashem, who reside in the heavens. Ki af al pi shehu yisborach yoshev b'shamayim. Because even though Hashem lives up in the heavens, umaroima mumenusa ma'od ma'od meitanu, and He is very far removed and exalted from us. Hafal pikein hu yizborach biatzmoi mashgiach b'hashgacha protius al kol dover shaboilam. Despite that, we know that Hashem Himself supervises every single detail and facet in this world. Ad tachlis nekudas amerikas shalom agashmi b'chol ha-shaboy, getting down to the finest, most minute detail of what takes place in this world. V'ukamay shekosov, as the pasuk says clearly, Mi Kashem Alekenu Hamagbihi Lo Shoves, who is like Hashem, who resides way, way up there, Hamashpili Lirois Bashamayim Voretz, and yet He humbles Himself to look down on heaven and earth. He does look down, He does supervise, He does watch. Vize Iker Klolius HaTorah. This is the essence of the Torah. This is the essence of Yiddishkeit, this statement. Ki ha-poigem v'koifer ezek fira b'alma b'hashgacha protius, because a Jew who denies, who has the slightest degree of denial in hashgacha proti, who koifer b'chol ha-Torah kula, that person is rejecting the entire Yiddishkeit, the entire Torah. V'yoytzei min hadas, he is leaving Judaism. V'hu hu ha-pikoires v'ha-koifer ha-muzkar b'chol divrei Rabbi Senuzal. He is the one who is called Apikoiris and Koifer throughout Shas, throughout the Torah. Shehu garua mimishumod umumar l'chol ha-Torah. Shehu garua mimishumod. He is worse than a Jew who converts, who switches to a different religion. Umumar l'chol ha-Torah kula. He is considered a denier of the entire Torah, 100%. וזה דבר פשוט שאין צריכים לברר. This is simple and does not require any further elaboration. Boom.
No.
A mu'mar is one who converts to another religion. He believes, but he believes in a deity. Whereas a person who denies hashgacha prati is denying the concept of a deity, denying the concept of an all-encompassing and all, of a Hashem who is everything, everywhere, sees everything, watches everything.
ובשביל זה סופרים ספירה סוימר שבע שבוס איז קודם קבולס התורה, שהוא הכונו לקבולס התורה. Based on what we've said till now, you could understand the mitzvah of ספירה סוימר, where we count 7 weeks before קבולס התורה, and that's our preparation for קבולס התורה. כי הנופה סוימר סוירים, ובשביל להמשיך על ידי זה אמונה סשגחוס היה פרוטיס, show you said call a Torah kula, because the mitzvah of lifting up the Omer and moving it in the different directions is in order to draw upon ourselves faith in Hashgacha Prati, which is the foundation of the entire Torah. Ubishul zeh yomanifenoy se bechol shishak haktzavos, and it's for that reason that when they lifted up the Omer, they lifted it in all 6 directions. כי היה מולך ומאיבי למי שהדה לברוך היסודם שלוי, because the Kohen would extend it outward and bring it back to himself, acknowledging the Hashem to whom all 4 directions belong to him, מעלה ומורד למי שהשמיים ואורץ שלוי, and he would lift the Omer up and down in honor of the one whom heaven and earth are his. Those were the motions that the Kohen did. That's the mitzvah of Hanofa Soimer, as it's called, the lifting of the Omer. Lekasher kol ha'olam v'anagosei l'Hashem Yisborach. This kidei lekasher kol ha'olam v'anagosei l'Hashem Yisborach. The symbolism in that was to bind the entire world and the control of the world to Hashem. Lemandas kol amei horetz ki hakol mekusher elav. To broadcast to the entire world that everything is attached to Hashem. Ki hu yisborach mashgiach tomid v'hashgacha protis al kol proti habria, because Hashem is constantly watching with 100% precision and detail over every single detail of the world. Shezehu soid kavonas krishma, and this is also what a person is supposed to be thinking about when he says the kriya shma, where we declare our faith in Hashem, שצריכים לכוון ביחוד כדי להמליכוהו למעלה ולמטה בדל הברוכס. It's brought that when a person says the word echod in Kriya Shema, he's supposed to have in mind that he believes in the Hashem who is above and below. When he says the Aleph of echod, he's supposed to have in mind the Hashem who is one in heaven and earth. And the Ches is all 7 Rokiyas, all 7 heavens, plus the earth. That's 8, and the Dalet is in all 4 directions. Hainu sheneida be'emuna shleimo shehu yisporach melech al kol horetz, so that we realize with 100% faith that Hashem rules over the entire world, u'malchusoi b'kol mashola, and His kingdom is over everything and everybody. V'hamalchus v'hanhogo afilu shel ha'olam hagashmi hazeh hu al yodo yisporach bi'atzmoi, and the rulership and the conducting even of this physical world is being done only by Hashem himself. Ki l'Hashem hamelucha, because the kingdom is to Hashem, nobody else, he doesn't share it with anybody. V'zehu bi'atzmo yisoid kavonas kriya shma al pi soid kevi'am avura b'zohar ha'kodesh b'kisvei ha'arizal. And this is the secret of what a person is supposed to be thinking about during kriya shma, as is brought in the Zohar ha'kodesh and the writings of the Arizal. Shemavur Shom, it's explained there, She'ikar kavonas kriya shma l'kasher u'liyachid b'chinas malchus l'kodesh baruch hu. Ayin Shom, it's brought there that the main kavona that a person is supposed to have during kriya shma is to bind the malchus to Hashem. Haynu kanal, as we said before, she'neida be'emuna shleimo she'hanhoga so'ilom she'zeh she'hu melech u'moishel v'shalit.
ומנה גוי למזוי, סנהוגה מקושרס, ומייחדס אלו ביזבורך לבדוי, מבלודוי אין אליקים. For us to know that the Malchus, the fact that Hashem rules and controls the entire world, that is bound to Hashem only. ומבלודוי אין אליקים, and there is no other force other than Hashem that's behind it all. כי הוא לבדו יסבורך מנה גומושל בכל הולם. Hashem alone runs and rules the entire world. This is the kavona that it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh Kisvei Arizal, a person is supposed to have for Kriya Shema, to unite the Malchus to Hashem. Malchus means the rulership and authority and control and conducting of everything that's taking place in the world. That's called the Malchus, to attach that all to Hashem. Nimtza, שבאמס, למי שהוא חוכם ומאבן מדייטוי, כל כמון עשריז על וזויר הקודש. So therefore, a person who is really very smart, very learned, and he understands the Zohar HaKodesh and the Kisvei Arizal, כולם שווים למקום אחד. They actually revert back to the same place, meaning, לכוונו הפשטיות של כלל ישראל. After all the secrets of Kabbalah and all the Yichudim and everything, it all goes back to basics. It all goes back to believing the same thing that all simple Jews are required to believe and required to think about during Shema. שמכוונים ביחוד להמליכיו למעלה למטה, whereby all simple Jews who are following the Shulchan Aruch, what they have in mind when they're saying Kriya Shema is to be Mamlech Hashem, above and below in all directions. And those people who study Kabbalah and study the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal and study the Kavonas and Yichudim, where it talks there about Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh, it's the same thing. Because the term Shechina refers to the Malchus, the that which is controlling the entire world. Aval Eino Yoytzei, now listen to this. Aval Eino Yoytzei, a Jew does not get credit for saying the Shema, and a Jew does not get credit for believing in Hashem, im yechavein stam shehashem yizborach echod v'yein sheni. If his kavon in saying the Shema is that Hashem is one and there is none other, there's only one Hashem, there's no other, he does not get credit for the Shema yet. Because he's leaving out ki af al pi shezeu kavon amitis, because even though that is a truth, אבל אינו יוצא בזויס הכוונה לבד. However, that is not sufficient in broadcasting our faith in Hashem. כי אם לא יכוון רק שהשם יזבורך אחד ואין שני, עדיין לא יכוון ליבוי להאמין באמונת השגחה של יזבורך. Because if a person is thinking only that, he's thinking that Hashem is one and there is none other, he has not yet made it clear that he believes that Hashem himself supervises everything in the world. Shehu bi'atzmo manig u'moshe b'olam, that Hashem himself controls and runs everything in the world. U'kesheino ma'amin bozeh chas v'shalom, hu kofer gomor kanal. And a person who doesn't believe that, who doesn't believe that Hashem only, alone, himself, runs every single thing in the world, every single detail of everything that's happening in the world, the person is considered a complete kofer. Al kein, therefore, tzivoy sonor azal laharich bedalad yechod. Our rabbis taught us that when we say the dalad of echod, to spend a little time on it, to have in mind that we're declaring Hashem's kingdom above and below and in all four directions. To say that we realize that Hashem is involved in everything that's taking place, above and below and everywhere. Ki zehu ikar seid shorish hayichud. This is the essence of the secret of the unification of Hashem. Kishemekashrin umiyachadin hanhagas kol ha'olam ha'aseh levizborach. When we bind and unify the control of all the different worlds to Hashem. שמאמינים שהוא יסבורך מלך ומנהיג ומושל בעצמו בכל העולם הגשמי הזה. And we believe that Hashem rules and controls himself over everything in this physical world. ומכל שכן בכל העולם הזה כולם. And certainly in all the other worlds. ועל נקודה זויס סייבטס כל כוונס התורה והמצוויס. And it's on this detail, it's upon this detail that revolves all the kavonas of the Torah and mitzvahs. Our entire observance of Torah and mitzvahs revolves around this particular issue, the realization that Hashem is everywhere and involved in every single detail of what goes on in the world, and He rules it, and He controls it, and He runs it. The kol soidos hakavonas shel kol kisvei Arizal v'Zohar HaKadosh, and all the kavonas that are discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah are all based on this foundation. Now watch what Rav Nosson Zal is going to say now. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to give us the clearest, purest translation and understanding of the term L'shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh, which is something that many Jews say before they perform every mitzvah, and we realize that the whole purpose of our doing mitzvahs and living in this world is to bring about a Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh. That's the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, and even the Shulchan Aruch mentions it. In this next piece now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to translate that for us and put it into simple, simple terms that anybody could understand. Ki mevur b'chol ha-sforim, she-shoresh kavonas kol ha-mitzvois hu li-yachid kodesh baruch hu shechinteh. It is brought in all Sifrei Kabbalah, Chassidus, Musar, that our intent in our performance of mitzvahs is to unify Hashem and the Shekhinah. As is a custom by many people, that before they do any mitzvah, they say those words, L'shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh, etc. Haynu kanal, this goes back to what we said before. Ki ikar soid Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh hu b'china zois. The essence of unifying Hashem and the Shechina is what we said before, meaning, כי בחינס ההנהוגו והמלכוס, מה ששנזבורך מצמצם עצמו כדי להשגיח או להנג הועלום, זויס הבחינו נקראס מלכוס, בחינס שכינו. The concept of Hashem constricting himself and ruling over and controlling everything that takes place in the world, that aspect of Hashem is called מלכוס. That aspect of Hashem is called שכינו. Shechina is the aspect of Hashem which controls and rules and supervises every detail of what's taking place in this world. Umi shekoifer chas v'sholom b'hashgacha, and therefore, a person who denies the hashgacha proti, umafrid hanhogas malchusei mimene yisborach, and he separates between the control of the world and everything, and Hashem, he makes a separation. He does not believe that all of this control is only within Hashem's hands. Hu nirgan mafrud aluf. He is considered a person who is making a division, chas v'shon, in Hashem. V'ikar emunaseinu agdoishahu shonu maminim ki l'Hashem hamalchus. And the essence of our faith in Hashem is the realization that the malchus belongs to Hashem, that the control and supervision is all by Hashem. Haynu shehanhoga soilom shubchinas malchus mekusho umiyuchod eilov. The control of the world, which is called malchus, is bound and unified to Hashem. Ki hu levadoi melech shalit umoyshel b'chol oilom umanig agoyel b'ashkachosu levad. Hashem alone rules and controls everything with his hashgacha, specifically, only. And this faith we draw upon ourselves and we strengthen with the every single mitzvah. Every time we perform a mitzvah, we declare this faith and we strengthen ourselves in this faith. Because this faith is the foundation of the entire Torah. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the essence of all the mitzvahs is faith. And that's why before we perform any mitzvah, we say these words, L'shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh. Ki ikar kavonaseinu b'chol mitzvahseinu v'avodaseinu, because our main intent in the performance of our mitzvahs and serving Hashem is kedei lahamshich oleinu emuna azois, to draw upon ourselves this faith, this realization. Shehu bechinas yichud kodesh baruch hu shchinte. This is what's called yichud kodesh baruch hu shchinte. Leyached ulekasher hanhogas hamalchus, to bind and unify the malchus to Hashem alone. To bind it to Hashem. To realize that all control of all behavior and everything that's taking place in this world is through Hashem Himself only. Paragraph Tes. This is the concept of the mitzvah of lifting up the Omer, where we lift it up in all six directions. To declare Hashem's authority and rulership above and below and in all four directions. And this is why the Omer came from barley. Shehem Michael Behema, barley is known to be animal food compared to wheat, which is considered human food, closer to humans. Ki efsher lohoven zois bedas ki maide emuna levad. Why is it that this Hanofas Omer, which is a declaration of our faith in Hashem and Hashgacha Prati and everything, why is it that barley is used? To teach us, barley, wheat, symbolizes intellect. Barley symbolizes less intellect, more faith. Because the reason why we use barley is because to realize that this realization and of Hashem, of Hashgacha Prati, is dependent on faith alone. We cannot understand it completely. A person has to have the ability to put aside his rationale completely. As the Pasuk says, I am an empty-headed person. I don't understand whatsoever. I made myself like an animal before Hashem, like a dumb animal before Hashem. Meaning the concept of faith versus rationale and intellect. Gam hoyomaychol behema. Another reason why this korban came specifically from barley, which is maychol behema, l'rames, was to hint us sheloy dai shashim isborach mashgiah hal bnei odom lachyesam olafanasam b'choleis, that you shouldn't think that Hashem is only supervising human beings and everything that's happening with them. Af gam afilu behemois hu yisborach gam kein biatzmoi mefarnes bashkachosei protis levad. But even the animals, even barley, which symbolizes animal food, even over the animals, it's Hashem Himself who supervises every detail of everything that's going on in their lives, especially the sustenance of the animals. Kamei shekosu, as the pasuk says, noisein lebehemo lachmo levnei oirev asher yikro. Hashem gives the animals their food. He gives the ravens to the ravens, to the children of ravens who call out to him. Because this is the most important foundation of our faith in Hashem. Lahamin sheyizborach mashgiach bashgacha protis, to believe that Hashem Himself supervises with 1,000,000,000% detail everything that's going on. And He sustains even the animals, from the biggest to the smallest, every single animal that exists. And this is why this korban, which was called the korban Omer. The word Omer in Hebrew is a measurement. It's a particular measurement, which means even though all carbon minchas that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash had the same quantity of flour and everything, they were all an asiris soifa, a tenth of an eifa, which is called an oimer in Hebrew. So the question is, why is it that this carbon, the one that was brought on the 16th of Nisan, and it was brought from barley rather than wheat, why is it that we give that this name oimer? And yet we find throughout the Torah, throughout the Gemara, this korban is called the korban Omer. Why? כי עיקר המנחה זו היא סוגדי להמשך אמונס השגחוס לסבור הפועילון שיסוד התורה כנאו. Because we said that the main lesson and the main purpose of this mincha is declaring our faith in the Hashgacha Prati of Hashem. V'ayde emunas Hashgacha nase kli u'gvul u'zman la'shefa kanal. And we explained earlier
in our
Congress that when a person has real bitochayim and he's focused only on Hashem and he believes that everything comes only from Hashem and is directed completely by Hashem, that faith in Hashgacha Prati is what creates a keli, a boundary. That's what delineates a time and a place for Hashem to give him his shefa. V'yalkei nikras b'shem Oimer. And that's why this mincha is called Oimer Loshen Mida. What is an Oimer? An Oimer is a measurement. Ki ho'ikar hu hamida. Because the most important thing is to be the measurement, meaning dahinu akli, the vessel. You know, let something not be abstract, not be infinite, but be finite, be in a specific place and time. Dahinu shenizke lahamshich achius v'ashefa b'mido b'gvul uzman. That we should have the ability to draw shefa from Hashem in the amount that we need it, in the place that we need it, and within the time frame that we need it. So that the shefa that's sent from Hashem to us should not be in the category of ribuy or, which causes blackouts, which causes destruction. Whereby we are zeicha to this through this mitzvah of bringing this oimer of barley. That's how we draw upon ourselves faith in Hashgacha. Shehu b'chinas re'iyah, which is the concept of looking directly at Hashem. And that's what ensures that the shefa should be coming down in a controlled way, within the proper tzimtzum. And then, right after this korban olam was brought, that's when they started counting the 7 days. In order to draw the life and shefa from Hashem into a set time. Because through the Omer, we create a keli, a finite, a defined keli. And that's what creates, that's what also determines the time frame. Because so long as there were no measurements and there were no vessels, there was also no time. Whereas once a measurement is defined, then the time can also be defined. And the main existence of this physical world is based on being able to draw life and shefa into defined measurements, defined vessels. Shaydezen is havazman. That's what determines time. That's what creates time. Vaydezen yored hashefa bigvul uzman boishetzrichim. And then the shefa can come from Hashem within the right boundaries and within the right time frame that it's needed. And this is why this mitzvah of the counting of the Omer is the preparation for receiving the Torah on Shavuos. Why is this? Of all the 613 mitzvahs, of all the special things that we could do to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, why is this the one that was chosen? This two-step procedure, this bringing of this korban, which was a certain measure of barley, and the korban is called the korban oimer, and then counting days, 7 weeks, counting off days, ki ikar kabola satoiro tolui bozeh, because a Jew's ability to accept the Torah and to receive the Torah and to be plugged into the Torah is dependent most on this. Al yidei shemaminim b'ashgachos yizborach, by believing in Hashgacha of Hashem, shemaminim she'af al pi Hashem Yisborach hu lemala mehamidos v'akelim lemala mehazman, that we believe that even though Hashem Himself is above all vessels and above all measurements, and above the concept of time, afal pi kein hu yisporach bi'atzmo imashgiach u'mechaya mashpia l'toich kol hagashmim, despite that, Hashem himself is the one who supervises and gives life and provides for all, everything in this world, u'mekayemes hazman bashkechosei levad, and he's the one who controls and sustains life and time with his hashgacha. V'alkein heim sheva shabosos, and this is why we count off 7 weeks keneged sheva gelbei eina, corresponding to sheva gelbei eina, shein bechinas re'ia v'hashgacha, which are tied into the concept of seeing and supervising. So Rav Nosson Zalman, this piece showed us that the most important prerequisite to receiving and accepting the Torah from Hashem is 100% pure faith in the concept of Hashgacha Prati, whereby a person believes 100% that Hashem himself supervises and controls and determines every fine detail of everything that's taking place in this world and in all the worlds. Paragraph Yud, V'alkein no'irim kol halayla b'shvuas, and it's for this reason that the custom is to stay awake all night shvuas. L'sakein esoinayim, staying awake means not shutting the eyes. Doesn't mean literally because we blink, but it means not having any solid shut eye, which means we're trying to work on a tikkun for the eyes. Kedei lechavein einenu l'Hashem, to focus and direct our eyes only upon Hashem. Ali Day by studying Torah throughout the night, Shahuda Finasimaim. The Torah is also a concept of eyes. Shazehu Ikar Yusei Kola Torah Kula. And this is the essence of the entire Torah. The essence of the entire Torah is to be focused on Hashem. Ukamashakosurah, the Pasuk says, Einecho Lenoichach Yabitu. Your eyes should look forward towards Hashem, va'afapecho yashiru negdecho, and your eyelids, your eyebrows, also should be yashar, straight to Hashem. V'ze shemuvo shaydei v'laylo misaknen u'mechapem al ovin kores. And this is why it's brought in Sefer Kabbalah that by Jews staying awake the entire night, that serves as an atonement that he committed, for which the penalty is kores. Ki horishoim sha'ivrim ala Torah nemar bohem v'nichrasa nefeshahi. Because those wicked people who violate the Torah, the pasuk says that their punishment is that they will be sliced away. They will be cut away. That's what kores means. V'chinas yehi acharisam lahachris. Their end will be that they will be severed, cut away. Ki kemoi shalidei kol hamitzvos mekashrin umiachdin kol ha'olamos l'Hashem Yisborach haidei shemamshichim haidei kol mitzvah mitzvah emunas hashgacha shehanhogas malchus ha'olam mekusha bo Yisborach ki hu levado imelech bo'olam kanal. Because just as we explained earlier that the purpose of every single mitzvah is to tie and to bind and to unify all the worlds to Hashem, because when we do the mitzvah we show that we believe that Hashem, that everything, the control of everything in this world is bound by Hashem. He alone rules over everything. So too, the opposite is also true, that every time a person transgresses against the Torah, he does an avera, he shows that he's denying the fact that Hashem is controlling everything and ruling over everything in this world. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Sefer Amidos, Hapesha machnis kfira bodom, that a sin injects atheism into the person. It injects disbelief. Mitzvah is a display of faith, and mitzvah strengthens one's faith. Avera is a display of rejection of faith, and it strengthens one's disbelief in Hashem. And when a person denies Hashem, he is separating the rulership and authority of the world from Hashem. Dahainu shekoifrin bashgachos yisporach, which means they deny the hashgacha. Vaydeze Hashem yisporach ein mashgiach aleim bashgacha shleimah. And people who deny hashgacha prati, what happens is Hashem changes the way he looks upon them. He does not look upon them with a total look. Kiyim bebechinas hashgacha shemashgiach aloakum. But rather he looks upon those people the same way he looks upon the other nations. Shehu bechinas chetzi horois, which is a concept of half a look. Bechinas bosar kasvei, kaviyochel Hashem looks at them over his shoulder. It was not a focused, directed look. Dainu shemechayoisom derech haklipois vachitzoinim shemaziki alma, meaning that Hashem sustains them via the shefa, the sustenance to those people does not come directly from Hashem, but rather Hashem sends it to them indirectly. First, it passes through forces of tumah, impurity, like the klipos, shehei maziki alma, which are damaging forces. Alkein be'emes he mekablim oinshin koshim umarim al yodam, and therefore these people end up suffering and receiving all kinds of severe penalties through them. V'ze ikar bechinas hakores. This is the essence of the term kores, the punishment of kores. Because just as these people were trying to make a separation between Hashem and control of the world, so what happens is they become separated from Hashem. They can't plug in Hashem totally. And they cannot draw the belief in Hashgacha upon them in a solid way, whereby Hashem should look at them in a focused look, whereby they are brought back into the eye of Hashem, kavyocha. That can't happen to them. Rak shemagia koyach harois mitis baruch aleim. Rak koydim shemagia koyach harois mitis baruch aleim. But rather, when Hashem looks at them, before that laser beam reaches them, nispazer mikoidim bein haklipois vachitzoinim, that laser beam first becomes dispersed and frayed, and it leaks out to the klipois, to the forces of tumah. Vaydeze heim nichrosim Hashem yisborach, and therefore these people end up not being connected solidly to Hashem, but rather being cut away from Hashem. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Yehi achrisam la'achris, may their end be that they will be severed from Hashem. Ki hamshochas hashgachosoi v'chiyusoi me'ito yisborach al kol nivro zebchinas reishis. Because the concept of Hashem looking in a focused way and shining life from himself into all of creation, that's a concept of reishis. Rav Nosson Zal says now, the act of Hashem drawing and sending out a beam of his supervision and life into a person, that the act of Hashem triggering that off, starting that, that's called reishis. And when that laser beam, kavyochel, reaches the person, and it strikes the person, and it gives that person life and sustenance and what he needs, ze bechinas achris. That's considered the end of the phase. Umi shemam in bashkochos yaprotis, and therefore a person who believes in hashkocha proti, shemam in shechiyusam yashem yisborach levad, which means he believes that his life and everything related to it comes only from Hashem, ki hu boro isoi v'eskol oilam yesh me'ayin amuchlat, because he believes that Hashem created the world and me and the entire world something from complete nothingness, v'hu yisporach mechayo isoi v'chol oilam v'chol eis, and Hashem is sustaining me and the entire world at all times. Then that that person is able to draw Hashem's look upon himself 100%, where it's a 100% solid, focused look. Bebechinas hakoho, which means it strikes him a solid blow, a focused blow. It was saying this in a positive sense. Dehainu shonuch onu choizrim v'nitztayrim beinov kanal, which means that we end up being brought back into the eye of Hashem, shehu b'chinas yosher v'lachoizrim, which means there's a light that flows kavyochel from Hashem's eye to us, and then it strikes us in a focused way, whereby it bounces off from us and goes back to Hashem, kavyochel back into the eye of Hashem, so that we are brought back, our image is brought back into the eye of Hashem. Vazai ho'achlois mekusha v'reishis. And for those people who are privileged, this is what happens to them. By then, the end and the beginning are tied together. They are one. They're solid. Ki kol ho'ilam hazeh hagashni shukis achlois ki hu soif kol dargin. Because this entire physical world, which is called the end, because it is the end, it is the lowest of all different levels of holiness and, you know, everything in creation. Mekabel chiyusa, it receives all of its sustenance. V'chizer v'nichlal, and it returns and is plugged back into Bereshis Hamachshava, Hashem's original thought. Shehu Hashkachos Yisborach, which is Hashem's supervision. This is the concept of what we say, soif maise b'machshava tchila, that the soif of asiya, the lowest, furthest point of asiya, is tied back into machshava, Hashem's highest machshava. Ki Hashem yisborach rishoin v'achroin, because Hashem is the beginning and the end. K'mo yishakosu, as the pasuk says, ani rishoin v'ani achroin, umi balodai ein elokim. I am the beginning and end, and without me there is nothing. V'hu yisborach magid mereishis achris. And Hashem, all the way in the beginning, is able to tell you already what's going to take place all the way at the end. Ki ho'achris mekusha betachlis ho'achris. Because the end is tied 100% solidly in oneness, al yidei hashgachosoi hashleima, through Hashem's solid supervision. Through Hashgacha, Hashem, everything in existence is tied back into Hashem. By Hashem supervising and observing and looking and controlling and being involved in every single fine detail of the furthest, lowest things in this world, it's all tied back to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas shmor tom ure'e yosher ki'achris le'ish sholem. Rav Nosson also says, based on this, we could understand this pasuk in Tehillim. She'ha'posik mazhir oisonu al kiyum ha'Torah. This pasuk is warning us about fulfilling the Torah. V'zehu shmor tom. This is what's meant by shmor tom le'lech b'tmimus. For a Jew to guard his tam, his tmimus, his sincerity, his simplicity. Lahamin bo yisparach b'tmimus, to believe in Hashem in a very simple, wholesome way. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, tomim tihiyem Hashem alekecha. Your relationship with Hashem should be one of tomim, one of wholesomeness, one of sincerity, one of simplicity. K'mo v'zehu ure'ei yoshar. And if a person is zoichet to have that, then he is zoichet to ure'ei yoshar. Because the faith that the simple, sincere people have, their faith is considered to be a clear vision, of a direct, focused vision. Because they're the ones who really see straight. When we say this guy is a nut job, he can't even see straight, we mean a person who's mixed up, who's confused, who's not straight, who's not simple, who's not to the point. Umabitim elav yisborach levad. These simple people, they look only to Hashem. Umechavnim einayim el Hashem b'derech yosher moed. B'lishum And they focus their eyes and their attention on Hashem only, without getting sidetracked in any way, without believing and getting involved and getting committed to any other nonsense. Their commitment is only to Hashem, and their dedication and loyalty is only to Hashem. They have no other loyalties. They have no other commitments. As the pasuk says, "Einecho l'noichach yabitu." Your eyes should see straight in front of you. Al tat yomin u'smoil. Do not deviate to the right or to the left. Kihen mechavnim enein l'Hashem yisborach. These people concentrate their eyes upon Hashem. Hamamin be'emes huetzloi ki'ilu roya be'inov mamish. Because Rav Nosson Zal says here, a person who really believes solidly, for that person it's exactly as if he sees the item. As Rabbeinu Zal says, the Hainu, She'enov mabitim tomed Hashem yisborach levad b'li shum chochmos v'chakiros. His eyes are always focused on Hashem only, without any confusion, without any deep involved thoughts. Rak she'mabit v'tsofe u'boteach bo yisborach b'emunah shleimah. But rather this person looks and yearns and trusts in Hashem with solid faith. And he believes that his whole life and his whole sustenance is only from Hashem. And then that person is zeicha to affect this two-way, the light coming to him and going back to Hashem. And that's how the person draws upon himself solid hashgacha, 100% hashgach from Hashem. Dehainu shechoizer v'netztar b'enav yisbor kanal. Meaning, he brings himself back into the eye of Hashem. V'oz mekushor ha'achris bereshis. And then the end is plugged into the beginning. Shezeu ikra tachlis shana mekavim. That's the main thing that we're yearning for. V'zehu ki'achris le'ish shalom. Achris daiko. And this is why the pasuk says, and the end is also gets its ticking. Kize iker hatachlis hamakuvo shelatmimim. This is the main objective and goal of people who are tmimim, people who are real wholesome Jews. Sheyizku laachris toy, that they should be zeichet to have a good end. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, toy vachris dova mereishisoy. The main thing is the finish line. The main thing is to get to the end. Dehainu sheyizku sheyizkasher hoachdes lo reishis, meaning that they should be zeicher to plug the end into the beginning. Dehainu sheyeh nichlal bo yisborach, which means that we should be plugged into Hashem. Hashem is the beginning of all beginnings. We, in a sense, are the end of all endings, because we are the lowest, furthest away from Hashem. We who are in the physical world. Loikein horishoim, whereas the rishoim are the opposite of this. Shenem arbohem yehi achrisam lachris, where the pasuk says about them, their end is cut, severance. Achrisam daika, note, look what the pasuk says, their end. Ki achris rishoim nichrosa al yidei sherotzu chasshom lahafrid ben advekim. The end for rishoim is to be cut away, because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to make a cut, make a split, a separation between things that are supposed to be unified. Lahafrid ho achris me'oreshis. To separate the end from the beginning. Alidei kfirosum shekofra b'munas hashkocha b'zoi l'magashmi.